Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th. At 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we've got a wonderful 3-hour show for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. What a guest for the bottom of this hour. I mean, this is sports royalty joining us, Rob Parker, in about 30 minutes. A World Series champion, a 4-time Cy Young Award winner, the great Greg Maddux.
Wow. That is a double wow. Greg Maddux, one of the greatest pitchers we've ever seen. A part of that Atlanta Braves juggernaut, Chris, when the Braves in the 90s and early 2000s won 14 straight division titles. Only got the one World Series, but still, he was tremendous. Lived off the outside of the plate. Man, he was great.
He was just a smart pitcher, man.
He was.
Knew where to place his stuff. And you've been in the clubhouse with him, Rob. He's like my size.
He's unbelievable.
I was shocked.
No doubt.
I was like, man, I mean, this little dude, like,
I know.
Throwing.
But that's the thing about baseball.
Not all muscular. Not, you know, you never think he just walked by you on the street.
Right. You would say, oh, he's a major league athlete or a professional athlete. You wouldn't believe it.
He might even have a little belly when I saw him. I real talk. Like, right. I can't remember. I think
Chris.
I remember being like,
painting a belly on him already.
A little one. Nothing huge, but I wouldn't go pot belly, but it wasn't a six pack. Let's put it that way.
Do you remember when Michael Jordan retired? And he had that press conference in Chicago. And I remember somebody asked him, what would he do? What are you going to do? And he brought that up. He said, I'm just going to relax or whatever. He said, if I get a pot belly, I'll get a pot belly.
I think he said he was looking forward to that.
Am
he
I
used
right?
to say that
remember
on a
that?
Few shows. Yep.
Yeah,
he was looking forward to it.
To getting a pot belly. I'm just going to get a pot belly and relax.
Yeah.
Like he was like a badge of honor, you know? Like,
right,
God.
Right. Right,
but
right, absolutely.
Anyway,
that makes guys like us feel good. So.
I know. Don't
so, yes, Greg Maddux at the bottom of the hour. It doesn't get any better than that. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in the house. DJ Alex Tyshirt making the rare back-to-back performance.
Back-to-back pot belly to
pot
belly.
I can say that because we don't have a Tyshirt's Tower trivia for another week, so. I'll have plenty of time to make up
after you help him squeak to a win.
Yeah, you see that?
Squeak.
Wow.
I had some awesome clues.
Squeak. Next time I'm not saying
one
Neptune
by
twice.
Two. Next time you're going to say
a
Jupiter
win is
and
a
we'll
win.
Be good.
A win is a win. All right, we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates. That's right, our man Steve Desager. All right, Rob, look, obviously you got to lead off with this. Tiger Woods, yesterday, 14 months removed from a horrific car accident. He unbelievably tees off for the Masters at Augusta and shoots a one under. And that got everybody thinking, oh my,
yes.
What could be?
Who was the guy we had, Chris, to guess? Boopka? Remember the guy who was saying,
Bob Boopka.
Hey. Bob Boopka was going crazy like Tiger was gonna win.
Yep. My man, Nick Wright, my co-host on First Things First, is convinced Tiger's going to win. I don't know where he's at right now, but Tiger's not playing terribly.
He's not
but
winning. He's
right.
Far,
he's plus
he's behind,
two today.
Right.
He's plus two, so overall he's plus one, and that's tied for 19th, and he is nine back. That's a lot to make up, Rob. Scottie Scheffler doing damage at negative
Can
eight.
You say
he's
impossible?
Way out in front. He's five under today and five strokes ahead of everyone else at eight under. So it's going to be tough for Tiger. But look, I'll say this. If Scheffler struggles, because he's five ahead of everyone else, five strokes, the second place guys are three under.
Right.
So Tiger's only like four back from those guys. So, you know, maybe if Scheffler stumbles, Tiger might have a shot. But that's the update on the Masters. But Rob, there's other things to talk about, obviously, in sports. And one of them is that LeBron James will not go for the scoring title. Now, that became a big storyline, right?
Well, because there's two games left. He had to play in both of them to qualify, correct?
Right. Yeah, you have to play in at least 70% of the games to qualify for the leaderboards.
Right.
Rebounds, assists, scoring, whatever the title is. And that means 58 games in an 82-game season, and he's obviously at 56. Now, there is a caveat, but he wouldn't qualify. If you've played, you know,
right,
55, 56 games, if they can give you a zero, like
right,
0 points scored for those
right.
two games or whatever,
and, if
and you still win,
fall, right.
yes, you can win it. But he wouldn't qualify because it was so close with Joel Embiid, who looks like he'll probably win it. Although Giannis is lurking. But, Rob, here's the one thing I want to say. And I believe LeBron's legitimately hurt. Look, if they were in the playoffs, do I think he could go out there and play? Sure. But realizing that, you know, they're done, There's nothing left to play for as far as
and
team-wise.
We're talking about done.
Right. They can't even get in the play-in. So he's decided to shut it down, which I respect, and that's fine. But I'm going to say this, and I don't know that if this weighed into LeBron's decision or not. I have no idea. But the optics of LeBron, let's say he decided to play these two games and go for it, goes for between 40 and 50 points in both games. Clearly, I mean, I don't mean just ridiculous gunning. I don't mean Kobe in his last game taking 50
about
shots.
Right, 50 shots
right.
to score.
But I'm just
points.
Talking about clearly, you know, trying to win, but trying to score a bunch of points too. If LeBron did that, Rob, I think he would get ripped. Ripped to shreds. And I think you'd be one of the people at the front of the line. And I don't think that's fair because I'm going to throw this out. Now, this is all speculation. But if Steph Curry were in the same position, let's say last year, I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. They made the play-in. But if Steph was in this position where the team is eliminated, but he's having a great individual year as far as scoring the ball, and Steph went for it and drops 47 in game 57 and 61 in game 58 to qualify and win the scoring title, I think people would be going bananas in a positive way. And I don't think that's fair. And I think that goes not only for Steph, for Damian Lillard, just about anybody else you throw out there. And I don't think that's fair to LeBron James, Rob.
I disagree, Chris. I do think it's fair because LeBron is held to a higher standard.
So first thing, you do agree with my assertion that other players... Okay.
Yes, other players would be able to do it, but it would be frowned upon. If you're looking at a guy trying to say he's the greatest of all time, he's the GOAT, LeBron has different standards. Can we be honest? Michael Jordan has different standards. Certain things you expect from certain players. And I think LeBron knows that, his place in the game. And he can't be doing stuff that would be looked – it would be like, say if LeBron cherry-picked Chris the whole game.
Well, that's an extreme.
No, but that would be like, what are you doing?
That would, yes. That would rightly be frowned upon.
Exactly. Yes. But I'm just saying, I think given where the season went, which was terrible, they haven't won two games in a row since January 7th. Just a terrible season. And I think he did the right thing. That people would go, why are you doing this? This is year 19. God forbid you get hurt. Trying to play two meaningless games. You got a bad ankle, Chris. You know, there's a pile of stuff that would make it look bad. And they wouldn't expect that. Because LeBron James, let's be honest, Chris, it would be a nice feather in LeBron's cap, but it ain't changing your legacy. It wouldn't be legacy changing.
It wouldn't move you ahead of Jordan. Right.
So if you told me, I don't know, he did something and he could do it and you might consider him over Jordan because he accomplished that, that's something different. This will not change, had he won the scoring title, would not have changed most people's minds. It would have been a feather in his cap without question.
Right.
So that's why I just think LeBron has different standards and higher standards, and I think that's good. He should appreciate that.
Well, he does have different standards, I agree with you, and higher standards. But, and he's got the highest standards. He's got them higher than Steph. But Steph's got high standards, too. Steph's a three-time champion. Steph's a two-time MVP, the only unanimous MVP. Him winning a scoring title wouldn't add to his legacy either. But people would be cool with it. I don't know. Is it because he's smaller? He's a point guard? He's not the all-around player that LeBron is? He didn't put out a tweet saying, keep that same energy? I don't know. I mean, Rob, I wonder, look, and I'll throw this out, maybe a Kevin Durant. I don't know that Kevin Durant could get away with it either. He might be one other player that people would frown upon if he did that. So I don't know if it's every single player. But I hear you on LeBron's different standards. But I would not, I just think, look, you want to win. Of course, that's the way, reason you play the game. And I think that LeBron has shown that that's why he plays the game. But if you can't win, getting some individual accolades aren't bad either, you know? And we speak with romantic, you know, memories about David Thompson going for 70-some-odd points, I think 73, on the last day of the season. And then George Gervin coming out and going for 63 to get the scoring title. So I think that, you know, I just think it's unfortunate. And I'm not going to dismiss your point because I think it is a good point. But I think it's unfortunate that LeBron would so clearly be mocked and criticized if he went for the scoring title. And yet other all-time greats such as a Steph Curry would probably be celebrated, in my opinion. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think LeBron made the right decision not to go for the scoring title? He's hurt, so maybe it wasn't even his choice. But what would you have thought had he gone for it? Had he played these last two games and tried to win the scoring title? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Oh, yeah, it is a funky flashback Friday. And DJ Alex Tyson, also known as Tom Crady, is dusty. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. All right. LeBron, scoring title. Where you at? Should he have gone for it or not?
Chris, with that music on, you could go and go put on a pair of bell-bottom gabardine pants. And
absolutely. Wasn't that Casey and the Sunshine Band?
It sounded like it. Was it?
That was not.
Alex?
No.
They must have remade that then.
Yeah, that they.
Because they did do
like
that
it.
Song. Who was that, Alex?
That was Jimmy Beauharnais.
Yeah.
Okay, so they probably remade it. You heard it from them, right?
Uh-huh.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey, yeah, no doubt. Yep. All right, let's go with Joel in Wichita. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joel?
Odd Couple, man, you guys are great. First of all, just let me say that.
Thank you, Joel. And I know, appreciate it.
And I know this city's on Tuesday. And I'm just going to say, okay, one, I was born in Carolina. I grew up in California. I'm a Lakers guy. And I'm just going to say that if Steph Curry was to go after that scoring title, I would welcome that. Here's why. Steph's more humble than LeBron. I have never, ever seen a player in my entire life, and I'm 58 years old, self-proclaimed King James. To me, he's nothing but a ring chaser and a stat chaser.
Wow.
And for him to go after that title, it's just for me, just him trying to just add to, you guys mentioned legacy. He's just trying to add to his legacy, which he really doesn't have to do. Because right. I think he's a great player. I think he's a great player. I just don't like the fact that it just seems like to me all he's doing is just chasing after rings and chasing after stats. And no, I'm not going to cheer that.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Joel, thanks in Wichita and appreciate the support.
Yeah.
He ain't having it, Chris. Did you hear that? He ain't having it.
Yeah.
Dylan in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dylan?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Dylan, that I'm actually kind of impressed with LeBron for not going for it. I think that because of that interview where he comes out and says, because he won in Cleveland, now he's the greatest of all time.
Right.
I think that gives it a different feel if he chases it than it does Steph Curry. I don't think if Steph Curry goes for that, I don't think anybody's thinking, oh, Steph Curry is only doing this so that people will think he's the greatest of all time.
Right.
But if LeBron goes after it, that's naturally what people are going to think, not because of them, but because of his own words.
Right, and, you know, he's in this race against Michael Jordan. I think that Dylan is right, Chris. I do.
I think that these callers, Rob, are making some good points. And I'll say this. LeBron may have done himself a disservice by being so outspoken about chasing Jordan.
Yes.
Obviously, he comes out and says he's the GOAT. A lot of people don't like that. But even to say, remember when he said after 2016,
the ghost,
I'm chasing that ghost in Chicago. Yeah. He's talked about it. Jordan never talked about it. Jordan never said, oh, I want to be better, the best player ever.
Never.
And at least that I remember. He obviously had a competition with Magic, but he never, you know what I mean? He never said Kareem is viewed as the greatest. I want to beat him. And
never.
I don't remember. Some people
it
may
at
not
all.
Like LeBron may have put a bullseye on his back by declaring that. Maybe just go do it and let other people say it.
No doubt. Let's squeeze in, Chris. Let's talk to Marvin in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marvin?
What's going on, Rob?
How you
doing, man?
I'm doing good. Rob, I totally disagree with you, man. Because if he would have went for it, if you saw that meme that said Kobe would have played, like, no matter what this guy does, he can't do right.
I didn't see that meme. So there's I didn't see that. There's a meme that Kobe
it was about playing that game before they got eliminated.
Okay.
Yeah, again, okay. that game.
It doesn't matter what he does. He can't do right. Like, okay, he's going for the everybody knows he's going for the scoring record, whether he says it or not. So what if it's your only time ever seeing the Lakers in history and he's able to play and he doesn't? Then that'll be something else they blame him for. He can't do right no matter what he does.
No, I understand what you're saying, but the
that's
other part,
interesting.
Yeah, the other part, though, is that, Marvin, is that because it's such a lost season, I think that's what that makes it. It's not like they just, they barely missed the playoffs. They played well, Chris. Somebody just played better. They've had like a horrible season, and just doesn't feel right. That's what it's
been called the worst season in Lakers history.
Am I right?
And you think it, you hear that, and you go, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. They
but
have
the Lakers
Smush
are
Parker.
The Lakers are generally a successful franchise.
And even when those 6 years they didn't make the playoffs, Chris, they were never. Them two games.
Whatever. Yeah, and there weren't these expectations either.
No,
that's the thing. The names on this squad. And even before Showtime, Jerry West was getting them to the finals, even if they weren't winning. So, it is the worst season in franchise history. All right, Greg Maddux, the four-time Cy Young Award winner, will join us
next. Wow.
Hey, it's not often you get an all-time great like
this one. A Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. One of the best to ever throw the ball. All right, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, one of the best to ever stand on the mound, a World Series champion, four-time Cy Young Award winner. We welcome in the great Greg Maddux. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you on. And before we get to the baseball, we got a lot of questions there.
Yes.
You are playing in the Club Core Classic, April 22nd through 24th, at the Las Colinas Country Club in Texas, Irving, Texas. More than 50 celebrities, some PGA Tour legends as well. Guys like Tony Romo, Aaron Rodgers,
big
your teammate in Atlanta, John Smoltz, Emmitt Smith, you, Roger Clemens. Tell us about that. Tell us about your game and what it's like to have all those great athletes from different sports competing with the great golfers too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of fantasy week, you know. You go there and you get a chance to play with the guys from the other sports. You know all the guys from your sport, and you can reminisce about old times. The dinners are usually good, and it's nice just to kind of sit back on the wall, listen to the guys talk. You know, everyone's got pretty good stories, and it's going to be a fun 3 days, that's for sure.
And the best part is you raise money for charity, right? This is a charity event.
Absolutely. There's going to be two pro-ams, and that's kind of how they raise all their money for the charities. It's going to go to some local charities there in the Texas area. And just glad to be a part of it. And, again, it's a blast. It's like going on vacation.
Let's talk some baseball. And your former team, the Atlanta Braves, shocked MLB America last year. Ronald Acuna was hurt. They lost a couple of their best players. Win the World Series. And how amazing was that that was a miracle run for them, and the city of Atlanta went crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty special. You know, I got a chance to go to one of the games, and just the excitement was like I remember back in the 90s, and it was incredible. They got hot at the right time, and instead of being favored like we were all the time and losing, they came in as underdogs and won. So it was pretty cool.
Greg, talk about that, because obviously you guys are remembered for the great pitching staff, the starting staff that you had. And like you said, I mean, what, 15 straight division championships, but one World Series. I talk about how tough it is to win a World Series. Right. Even if, I mean, we can argue you guys were the best team in the league for a decade plus maybe, but you got one World Series. How tough is it to go through all the rounds and get that World Series?
I know when we won in 95, it was a big relief because we had already lost two before that. So, you know, to pull through in 95 and get it kind of got the monkey off our back. And we had the Yankees up 2-0 on the road once, and they came back and swept us. So that one was tough. And, I mean, it is hard to win. You know, you're facing the best pitchers in the game. You're facing teams that are hot. It is very difficult to win the World Series, but very proud of the fact we won 14 straight division titles. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be part, I think, of 10 of them. And you know, it was a great decade for us. We had a lot of fun. We won a lot of games. We only got one World Series, but, you know, we developed friendships, played a lot of golf when we weren't pitching. And it was, you know, it was special times for us all back then.
Our guest is Hall of Fame pitcher Greg Maddux, joining us here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Greg, let's talk about if you were pitching today where everything is about analytics, you know, go up there, launch angles, swing for the fences, don't shorten up on two strikes, you know, all that. Would you be salivating to pitch to these guys? Because they're just trying to hit the ball out of the park.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure you would have your advantages, but at the same time, you know, if you make a mistake, they're not trying to stay back and go the other way on it. So, you know, I'm sure I'd do what I always did. I would just try to locate, change speeds, and pitch to soft contact as opposed to no contact.
Greg, you started, I think, 30-plus games, something like 19 seasons. You pitched 10 complete games twice in a season, 9 another one.
Nobody does.
I mean, we never see complete games. And the thing is, I think they're more careful than ever with pitchers. And yet, nobody's going to throw 30 starts for 19 seasons again, maybe, because guys get hurt so much more. It seems like they're more careful with pitchers. They don't throw as much, but they get hurt more. What is your theory on that? You were essentially never hurt.
Durable.
And yet you were throwing a ton of innings, a ton of games, complete games. What do you think is the reason why pitchers are getting hurt so much more today, it seems?
Well, it's really hard to say. I think, obviously, you know, I don't want to say it's because they throw harder. I think it's because they're trying to throw harder. They're trying to max out. They're trying to create as much velocity as possible. You know, we threw the ball as hard as we could, but we weren't obsessed with it. You know, we'd rather paint somebody down in a way than, you know, put an extra 2 miles an hour on it and you know, pitch up in the zone like you're seeing a lot of guys doing now. I think a lot of it too is growing up as kids, we played other sports.
Yeah.
We only played baseball for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And you know, the kids now, they're playing year round. You know, they get no breaks, they get no rest. And I know in my off seasons, I didn't touch a ball until January. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it too. We threw more during the season, but we threw a lot less in the off season. And I think now it could be flip flopped a little bit.
I've heard that before as well. Would you be okay with a quality start? Like, I mean, again, if you had it going, you were going all 9. Would you be okay with somebody coming to you? You got a one hitter, and because it's the third time around the lineup, they're going to take you out even though you're clicking. Like, how would you feel about that stuff that happens today?
Well, it just, it didn't happen. I mean, that's not, that was never an issue that we ever had when, back when we were pitching. I mean, you know, our goal was to pitch till the game was over or until the other team knocked you out. That was kind of our goal.
Right.
You know, that was how we, that's the mentality we had in the minor leagues. And you know, you try to get 27 outs. And if not, they're going to have to knock me out first. You know, it was kind of that way.
Well,
so,
Greg, you used to swing the bat when you were playing. You took pride in your hitting. And now here we are, 2022 season, the universal DH. First time since the 1800s that National League pitchers are not going to hit. Are you cool with this, with these changes, or would you like to have still hit if you were pitching today?
No. Yeah, I definitely wanted to hit, and I wanted to face the pitcher. I didn't want to face no big slugging DH guy, you know, that's going to hit 300 with 40 bombs or whatever. So I definitely not a fan of the DH, but I understand it. You know, they want to create offense, and, you know, why have a pitcher up there when there's somebody on the bench that's capable of hitting a three-run homer? But, you know, it is kind of cool, too, when the pitcher does do something with the bat. Because,
right,
you know, if you don't get that pitcher out, the lineup's rolling over. Now, all of a sudden, you know, Barry Bonds is in the hole or whoever it's going to be. Whoever the team's best hitter usually hit third. So, you know, you had to get that pitcher out or you were kind of in for a big inning if you did.
Greg, last thing here. I want to ask you golf about Tiger Woods. How amazing is this watching him? 14 months ago, he was in a horrific car crash. I never thought he would play competitive golf again. How surprising have you has it been to watch him in the Masters and what he's done the first two rounds?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, especially what he did today because he was, what, four over through five holes. And then, you know, just he's so mentally better than everybody else. You know, to be able to push on and save his round and make the cut. Scottie Scheffler is kind of starting to run away with it a little bit, but, you know, maybe Tiger can catch him over the weekend. I know I'll be pulling for him. So he's a special athlete, and, you know, he's kind of one of a kind. He's definitely fun to watch.
Tomorrow's moving day, isn't it? That's it, moving day tomorrow if you're going to make a move.
Well, I hope he does. I'd like to see him, you know, shoot a nice little 30 on the front nine. It'd be fun to watch.
Wow.
All right. That is the Hall of Famer, World Series champion, four-time Cy Young Award winner, Greg Maddux. Greg, thanks a lot. We really enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. All right, more iCouple coming your way. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. Your home for live sports, and that means all sports. Every game, match, race, competition, whatever it is, it's always on. Now go on and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com to see the best and brightest. The greatest arena on earth is in Las Vegas. It is Las Vegas. All right, Rob, Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, Shekel City yet to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. And you know what? The Minnesota T-Wolves stopped me from having back-to-back hat tricks, Chris, last night. T-Wolves -7. They win by 6. Otherwise, I would have won all 3 games. Otherwise, I would have been 6-0 the last 2 days. Instead, I wind up 7-2 the last 3 days of Shekel City. So I am in fuego. I'm on fire. You hear me?
So you're still not even though. Because you were the opposite of in fuego a week ago.
Yeah, but I'm rolling now. All right, here we go.
All right.
Best bet, Bucks -6 at the Pistons. I know I'm doing it.
Well, they're already up 12 on the Pistons, so.
Very nice.
Probably good.
All right, I got the Raptors -11.5 hosting the Rockets, Chris. And last but not least.
That's a big number.
Yep, I have the Hornets +2.5 at the Bulls. Hornets +2.5 at the Bulls. So there you go. Again, 2-1 last night. Bucks -6. Raptors -11.5. And the Hornets +2.5 in Chicago. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Most important thing Rob Parker just said, I'm not telling you who to bet on. Remember that. Thank you, Craig. All right, Rob, let's get back to a little baseball. That was a good interview with Greg Maddux.
You know what I liked about it, Chris? He was able to talk about the game today related to when he played. It wasn't like an old-timey interview. Sometimes people get caught up in the past, and it's all right about then. He talked about it. He still would like to hit, Chris, not be the universal DH. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and I thought he was open, obviously, about only winning one championship.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But, Rob, you look at his numbers. And you would think by today's standards for pitchers that he was superhuman. I mean, really.
No, I know.
Like, 10 complete games. Who was the pitcher we were talking about the other day? A top pitcher who'd only thrown like 4 in his career?
Was it Scherzer?
Remember that? I don't remember. I don't think it was Scherzer, but
DeGrom.
Maybe. But
DeGrom.
DeGrom. DeGrom.
DeGrom. It was DeGrom.
4 complete games. And he can't stay healthy. He hurt himself playing pickle the other day.
Right.
I mean, so I thought it was good. And Rob, I've heard that theory before. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, years ago I was doing a radio show filling in for somebody. And we had John Smoltz.
This isn't your first radio show? I feel betrayed.
Well,
like,
yeah, you look who's talking. Look who's talking. But I think we interviewed John Smoltz, obviously his teammate. And Smoltz said the same thing about coming up, they played other sports. So you worked other muscles. Your arm didn't wear out your arm.
Yep.
Because you weren't pitching year-round. You're playing football, you're playing basketball, and you're working other muscles, giving your arm a break. And, Rob, I think there's really something to that. And I also think that I don't think guys are throwing enough during the season now. I think they're treating them with kid gloves, and they have no kind of durability now
Chris,
for their arm.
Let me give you one. You ready for this? Dwight Gooden, 1985. We mentioned this before. I just want to read it one more time. He was 20 years old, Chris, his second year in the big leagues. 24-4 with a 1.53 ERA. Chris started 35 games. You ready? 16 complete games out of the 24 wins. 16 complete games and 8 shutouts, Chris. An mind-boggling, right? 16 complete games.
Man, look, I don't know. I think we're missing something when we've taken away the complete games. I really do. Because, Rob, the more you break up the game, you know, because the father of the analytical movement, right, in Oakland.
Billy Beane.
Wasn't it about we don't need stars?
Yep.
You just get a guy that can get some walks that maybe gets hit by some pitches. You know what I mean? Like,
and they're still waiting on that World Series.
But stars are the lifeblood of any of the sports. Right.
90 or whatever. When did they win with Canseco on them? That's the last time.
And they used to win. They used to win World Series.
Because they had stars. They had stars in Oakland, Chris. That's when they won.
Yep. You can't. I don't care. And I don't think it's more effective, but I don't even care if it is. You need stars. It's still entertainment. If a basketball team would be more effective, Rob, with 10, 11-point scores, I still want to see somebody drop 25. I want to see a star. And I think that's how we are in all the sports. So, I don't know, Rob. It'd be great if you could turn back the clock. I don't know. I think that's one of the things that we're going to watch over this next decade or so in all the sports.
Right.
Is there a correction, right? From the analytics, because maybe it's going too far in some cases.
There might be, and there might be some people. You know, the Mets hired Buck Showalter, Chris. He's an old-school manager.
Snubbing your nose at some
right, at the current thing where a lot of these guys are hiring guys who never managed, who are just taking orders from the front office. Buck Showalter's a throwback, so it might be changing a little bit. I think you're right.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know we got 2 hours left right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, and Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked, because we about to bring some more fire. Lock it!
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in
in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMyers.com today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.